Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Wednesday, raining cats and dogs, middle of the week, first day of autumn, depends on who you listen to, day here on WWGH Radio, Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021, 9/22/21, 17 coming up on 18 minutes past the hour, and boy, do we got a lot to talk about this morning. Now, first of all, autumn, fall certainly came in last night. Now, I still contend yesterday was the first day of autumn, the 21st of September, but a lot of meteorologists and people in the know, the Weather Channel, will tell you that today is the first day of autumn. Regardless, it certainly came in last night with colder temperatures, buckets of rain, cats and dogs, and the roads are very slippery out there, so be careful. It's been quite a while since we've had to drive in this type of weather. Now, on the station front here, there's a lot of new news here this morning, and the first thing I want to start with, and we'll get to this later on, but let's start on a good note this morning. This morning, I had delivered to me here at the station, and on a morning where it's raining cats and dogs like this, when it's raining cats and dogs like this, you want to start the day on a good note, and I had a cheese omelet and bacon and a diet soda waiting on me when I showed up here this morning. So that is the right way to start your day off, and I thank Angie for delivering that this morning, because she had to go out in the rain and the weather and do that this morning, and she was right on the money. So she gets two thumbs up today. She gets a tip of my Cubs cap on this rainy Wednesday morning. Now, there's a call on the answering machine. Now, a few weeks ago, many of you know that the Popcorn Festival went on here in Marion, and I had some disagreements with some of the things that were done with the Popcorn Festival. Now, that's my own opinion, and everybody has their own opinions, and we go on down the road. Now, this morning, there was a message on the answering machine that said, "My attendance was requested at a meeting that I think the Popcorn Festival is having in October." Now, I'm not sure if that's somebody here at the station letting me know that the Popcorn Festival is having a meeting, or if that is the Popcorn Festival themselves inviting me to a meeting, if it's just an open meeting. I'm not really sure what it is, but we'll try to figure that out as the morning goes on. Before we get to that, remind me to come back to that, because as many of you know, we have been doing the Geraldo Journal here on WWGH Radio. Now, if you're just tuning in, the Geraldo Journal, which we started last Thursday, is our attempt to get Geraldo Rivera, legendary talk show host, on this program. Now, it's a twofold type of thing, because Geraldo is doing a radio show now at WTAM Radio up in Cleveland, Ohio. And nobody knew he was doing this show up there. I've went around to everybody in town. Nobody knew he was doing this show, so hopefully it's big in Cleveland. And I believe we have given them so much free publicity in the last week, because I'm running into people now who are saying, "I never knew Geraldo was on, and I'm trying to pick up that station, and I've gotten in my car, and I can pick it up, and I can't pick it up, and I've streamed it," and so on and so forth. Well, we've given Geraldo a ton of free publicity here. So here's the crux of this whole thing, is that I have invited Geraldo, because we're on at the same time. Geraldo's on from 9 to 10, and I'm on from 8 to 10. Geraldo can't get up as early as I can. Apparently, the coffee doesn't brew at his house until sometime around 9 o'clock. But regardless, in a real act of Ohio radio diplomacy, I have said, we're competitors, but I want to be friendly competitors. I don't want to live in this cancel culture world, and I want to invite Geraldo Rivera on this program 2 hours from where he is now, and in return, I would like to be invited back on the Geraldo Rivera program up in Cleveland, which I'm willing to come to. Now, that's basically what's going on here. And let me tell you, we started this Thursday, and we're getting nowhere fast. People have been hung up on who've tried to call the station. An email was given out at one point. I don't think anybody has gotten a response to an email. So here's what I did yesterday. I ran into one of our great listeners out there who said they've tried to call this number. The number we've been giving out, which is public information. It's on the station WTAM's website. And here's what I figured out. I figured out that the number that's been given out is kind of their studio contest line. Now, why they list this as their main number, I really have no idea. So here this morning on day 5 of the Geraldo Journal, everybody get out their Geraldo journals, 9/22/21. Here is what I have learned. Everybody who has called, now do me a favor here, and we've got to barrage them this morning. What else does anybody have to do this morning? It's rainy, it's cold, we all need to do this. I now have the studio line, I have the receptionist line is what I should say. And I believe they opened at 8 a.m. this morning. So here is the number. Everybody get a pen and a paper. Here is the number that you want to call. And even if you've called before, call again now. Because this is the number you want to call. This will get you to the receptionist. And when you talk to the receptionist, you tell them that Scott Spears, who I've had on, Phil Donahue and Sam Donaldson and Willard Scott and Phyllis Schlafly and... they've all been here, Jim Jordan and Sherrod Brown and the whole bunch, Ernest Borgnine, Tony Curtis, Betty White, Jerry Springer, and we want Geraldo Rivera. Hugh Downs has been on here. So you have to recall them even if you have called. So here is the... Do we call them receptionist anymore? So I'm putting this in my Geraldo journal. Introducing the front desk line. Now here it is, get ready. Area code 216-520-2600. That is the front desk line. Now that's where you'll get a receptionist or secretary, I don't know what you call them now, but whoever you get at that line, that's where you can plead your case, because this is not the studio contest line. This is the receptionist line. And if they try to blow you off, you tell that. You say, I want to speak to the station manager. I want to speak to the program director. I want to speak to whoever is in charge of that little dog and pony Geraldo show and figure out why Geraldo has not responded to Scott Spears. And you know, you can give them Associated Press Award winner. You can tell them that. I won an National Associated Press Award back in 2011. You can tell them that a piece of dough I have signed is in the Pizza Hall of Fame, the northern wing of the Pizza Hall of Fame. But you tell these people, and you say, we've been emailing this pinhead, Rob, at the station, and he is not returning emails. And I've been hung up on the contest line. So again, if you've called, I know a lot of you have, but here's your chance again, and to report back to us this morning, the phone line is 216-520-2600. Now, yesterday, I ran into somebody in the grocery store who said they don't do email, and they would like an address to mail a letter up to Geraldo at WTAM. So, I also have that information for you, so get your pens and pencils ready here. WTAM Radio, 6200 Oak Tree Boulevard, 4th floor, and I'm writing this in the journal, that's what you hear here, Cleveland, Ohio, 44131. So there we have it. the new entry for the Geraldo Journal today, the main number, which is what you have to call now, even if you've called before, you have to call again this morning and report to us what they're saying. Area code 216-520-2600. That's the main number. And the address, the physical address for WTAM is 6200 Oak Tree Boulevard, 4th floor, Cleveland, Ohio, 44131. And again, that's WTAM Radio. So, that's what needs to be done. Now, I hope everybody on this rainy morning is running to their telephones right now to get this done. Because tomorrow will have been a week since we started this, and we've got nothing. We have heard nothing from Geraldo. And I'm going to leave the journal open today because we want to get more input here. We need input this morning. We need things done. It's the first day of autumn. We need to get some information here. What's going on with Geraldo? Does he think he's a big shot up there and he can't come on this show? You know, what's going on? And one thing we know about Geraldo is he's crazy on the Twitter. Now, let's just check this out really quick this morning and see if Geraldo is Twittering. Because he loves the Twitter. We do know that. So let's see if Geraldo's been up Twittering. 18 hours ago, he was on a Twitter rant. So it doesn't look like a whole lot's going on this morning. But Geraldo does like his Twitter. So now, as this has gone on, tomorrow will be day 7. Today's day 6 of this whole Geraldo journal. So here's what I've done, because we haven't had a whole lot of movement on this. This morning we did introduce the front desk line, we did introduce the physical address, and the email. We do have the email, rob@wtam.com. That's where we're told to send our request here. But again, this is radio diplomacy. Radio diplomacy here in Ohio. Geraldo's on against me. I'm on against him. But I want him on my show. I'll go on his show. It'll be very, very friendly. It'll be Talkmania 2021 in these perilous times we live in. We need some fun. We need some happiness. And I think Geraldo and I can possibly bring that to the listening audience. Now, we have heard from people who've said they don't think Geraldo will come on the show. And the other day, we had a weird, this is why I have a journal. I have to consult my Geraldo journal here. Back on September 17th, apparently somebody called WTAM, and they said, Geraldo needs to come on the Scott Spears show, and the person who answered the phone up at WTAM said, and this is the quote, I wrote this down, why would you want Geraldo on your show? Now, if you're working at the station Geraldo works at, should you be saying that? I think not. So this morning, we need to tune in to somebody brighter than me. And I'm placing a call right now because a good friend of mine, who's always been there for me in all the crises we've had in the world, when anything crazy was going on, he's been willing to come on for about the last 2.5 years and share his insights and take on everything. And I really don't know what their relationship was, but he was a colleague of Geraldo Rivera when he was at ABC News in the early 1980s, late 1970s. So here I'm turning at this point to be my confessor at this point as I try to conduct radio diplomacy here in Ohio, Geraldo in Cleveland, me here in Marion. I turn to a pal of mine. His name is synonymous with news and just anything good in the world, my pal Sam Donaldson. Sam, are you there?
I'm here, Scott, and you know I'm your pal, you're correct, but I didn't realize I was your confessor. However, if you have sinned, please tell me what they are, and I will absolve you.
Well, Sam, here's why you're my confessor this morning. Because Geraldo Rivera, who you worked with at ABC News, I'm trying to conduct radio diplomacy here in Ohio, and I feel 7 days we haven't heard one thing from Geraldo, so I feel I have a little bit of anger toward a man I've not met yet. So I'm confessing that at this point.
Well, okay. I've known him a long time. I haven't seen him recently, in years perhaps. But he was a wild man, and in a very attractive way, if that could be said to Mark Parse. He did a lot of things. He worked on 2020 at ABC and did a lot of other things. He opened a safe, you know, and nothing was there. He participated in a lot of stories. I remember when they caught a man, Berkowitz, who was the son of Sam. He was a killer. I can say that because he was eventually convicted in a court of law as a murderer. He'd been around killing people in New York City in Lover's Lane. Geraldo ran down when he was captured and did a broadcast, not paying much attention to the fact that he hadn't been convicted of anything, and called him a lot of names that it took a jury eventually to do. In other words, Geraldo was a very, and is still, an interesting person. I can see why you'd want him on.
Well, and this is the deal, Sam. I'm looking at Geraldo's resume here. Opened Al Capone's vault.
Nothing there.
Nothing there. You're exactly right. And we want to know about that. Well, why was there nothing there? And showed the Zapruder film on television for the first time without permission in the 1970s. He had his nose broken while doing a daytime talk show.
I recall that incident.
Yeah, he was on the cover of Newsweek when that happened. He has done war correspondent work in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he yells at everybody on Fox. He's constantly yelling at those people on Fox.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of people think they should be yelled at. In other words, that's not unique for Geraldo to yell at the people on Fox. Although yelling, of course, doesn't get you much. They used to say that, you know, I had this loud voice that kept yelling questions at Ronald Reagan and others. And what I told them was, as a reporter, you could be very quiet and just, you know, sit there and not bother anyone, raise your hand, and you'd get nothing. So your only chance to get something was to yell at it. So I can't really condemn Geraldo completely, except, of course, ladies and gentlemen do not do that, and I'm for civility.
Well, you know, I think we all are civility, but he gets worked up, and that's okay. That's what makes him interesting. So what do you think has happened here? Well, first, Sam, what do you make of the idea of this radio diplomacy? He's on the same time I'm on. He'll be on at 9 o'clock this morning, live in Cleveland. We both live in this state, apparently, now. He lives part-time here in Ohio. He was going to run for Senate here, I guess, but that went out the window. I'm trying to conduct radio diplomacy in perilous times. What do you make of this?
Well, I want to ask you the question that you said when you called and someone said, well, why do you want Geraldo? And then you portrayed that at the beginning of this little talk of ours as, well, if you, I wouldn't say that if someone was calling about one of my colleagues. On the other hand, tell us exactly why you think Geraldo would be just a terrific guest.
Oh, this is easy. Geraldo has been around since the 1970s. He's got one of those names, kind of like Cher. When you say Geraldo, there's only one Geraldo. And he has done some groundbreaking journalism throughout his career. But he also has went a little bit to the tabloid side. He was there for all of that. I think about him interviewing Charles Manson, and I think about him leaving CNBC when he was the number one show to go be a war correspondent for Fox. I do think about Al Capone's vault. I think about all the work he did on 2020 for all those years. That seemed to be very popular. They kept him around for many years. And his career really got moving because of him exposing the awful things that were going on at a mental institution. So I think I would have a lot to talk to him about. And also, why is he here in Ohio? How did he end up here? He's not a native Ohio. How's Cleveland? How's the show going? You know, that sort of thing.
Well, you're right. And what you're saying, in a sense, is he's not dull. We don't like dull people. We all know people, good people, maybe in our families and all, very dull. I mean, it's a boring evening to be with them. They once, well, I once heard this to be true, and I don't know that it is true, that Albert Einstein, one of the great physicists in quantum physics ever, all of that, was not someone you would invite to dinner on Saturday night to have a spirited conversation with, because unless you could do, you know, E equals MC squared and write X to the ninth power on the board, he didn't really have a lot to say. But you invited him, naturally, because he was a star in the world of our world. But in effect, Geraldo and other people like him are the people you want on your show. And excepting me, I don't know why you have me on, because I usually rant and rave, but I've agreed not to do that today, because we're talking about this business of yours, trying to get Geraldo. But you want people to have something to say that's interesting. And also, let's face it, I hate to say it this way, but we like bad boys and girls. We like, maybe we say we don't. No, wait a moment. That person, did you see what they did the other day? It's outrageous. Oh, really? Oh, let me hear it all about it. Left us meet that person. We like bad boys. And it's the good boys and the good girls who mind their P's and Q's. Somehow we think are dull.
Well, and I have said this since the beginning, and it's hard for people to understand this. Every morning, I say there are two things for sure that we know about Geraldo. Number one, he's a legendary journalist. Number two, he's nuts. Now, when I call him nuts, I'm not saying that the man is clinically insane. I'm saying that if he doesn't like a question you ask, he gets very animated. He's passionate about his work. See, those are the type of people, you know this, Sam, who we want to interview.
That's correct. All right, what's the number?
Okay.
I know Geraldo.
Oh, you're...
We kind of like each other, at least we used to. I still like Geraldo. Give me the number. I'm going to call Geraldo and tell him you got to come on your show.
Well, God bless you, Sam. You know, see, this is why you're my confessor.
Well, yes, but this is not a sin yet. I thought confessors you went to because you wanted to be absolved, certainly in the Catholic Church, which I know something about, but I'm not Catholic. That's what you do. So give me the number. I don't have the number. Do you have the number?
I do have the number.
Yeah, you just want to...
Yeah, I'm gonna give you both numbers because we have two numbers. The first number, now we believe this is the front desk. It's area code 216 520 2600.
Okay.
Now the other number, which we believe is actually the call-in number for the station, somebody's always answering that number. That number again is area code 216 578-1100. And his show will be on this morning from 9 to 10. So I think he'll be there or somebody will be there. And just for the listening audience and maybe for you, Sam, they did give us an email of his producer. And it's Rob with 1B at WTAM.com.
Rob, R-O-B?
R-O-B at WTAM.com.
All right. Well, all right. Let's see if I can earn some stars from you, a merit badge or something. Let's see if I can get Geraldo to call right in. I don't mean right this moment, because very frankly, I'm in Albuquerque. It's 6:40. The market's going to... I got to be there watching the market open for various reasons to just see how quickly my stocks are once again dropping in this pandemic and this world problem we have. But in the next day or two, I will try to get hold of Geraldo for you.
Oh,
all right?
Sam, you're a pal, and we're going to have you on very soon to talk about the serious things going on in the world, because we it's been a while, and we'd love to hear your opinions, but it's all on Sam Donaldson right now. Sam, you have brightened up my morning on a very rainy morning here in the Midwest.
All right, Scott. I'll see you later.
Thank you, Sam. Stay well, Sam.
That was the expression.
Bye-bye. Bye. After Wild Crocodile. Hey, now we're making progress. See, I didn't know... Now, I knew I was going to call Sam Donaldson, but I did not know that Sam was going to make a call. Now, see, now we're making progress. All right. Now we got a big entry here this morning. Okay. Now, what other radio station is this happening on this morning? All right. Talk with Sam Donaldson. He is calling Geraldo to get him on show. Now, see, this is the type of thing that doesn't happen with those pinheads in Boston. They failed me, as far as I'm concerned. And now you, the listening audience here in Central Ohio, you're great. But I know that this is going to spur, this morning, people to call that station. Sam Donaldson is calling that station. Now, are you going to call that station? Because we have the new number this morning, 216-520-2600. Now, I'm going to be on the air until noon today, because I'll be on with Glenn from 10 to 12, and then Glenn will be on 12 to 1, and Nate will be on 4 to 5, and Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon will be on from 6 to 7. But I'll tell you what, we are making headway this morning, and I feel now like there's hope. And I'm going to write this in the journal this morning. I have hope. Hope. There is a bright light at the end of my tunnel. We have had a week here of just depressing. We couldn't get through anywhere. We couldn't get anything done. We couldn't get people calling. It was just awful. But now, Sam Donaldson, like a ray from the darkness of the sky, because today it's raining, he, like a ray of sun, Sam Donaldson, the legendary newsman, has come down, and he has saved my bacon, per se, this morning. Now, is anybody else calling that station right now? Because now it's a movement. Talk mania may happen. Geraldo may be sitting in a chair across from me before you know it. All right. Well, give me a call here. What do you think of this? This is breaking news. Forget CNN and Fox News and MSNBC. This is breaking news this morning. Sam Donaldson is going to intervene and get Geraldo. Boy, when Sam Donaldson becomes your booker, that's big news. Okay, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. And again, if you have called before, you might want to call again this morning because we have a new number for the WTAM station in Cleveland. It's 216-520-2600. And the physical address, because we were asked for this yesterday, and I'm proud to give it, it's WTAM 6200 Oak Tree Boulevard, the fourth floor, Cleveland, Ohio, 44131. And I also want to mention that the email is still out there. The guy who claims to be Geraldo's producer, Rob, with one B, at WTAM.com. Now, this is where we are. Does anybody have anything to add to this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Boy, I'll tell you, this would not have been the morning to tune this show out. Oh, and yesterday we did something for the first time, and I want to do that again this morning because I feel like Geraldo may be coming on the show now soon. So yesterday we played a little bit of what it would be like if Geraldo was on this show. Now, this is not a real interview. This is just a simulation, but this is what I believe it would be like if Geraldo appeared on this show. Fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, Scott Spears along with you today, and we have a guest on today who I've always wanted to have on. It is Talk Mania, the legendary talk show host, Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, thank you so much for coming on the program. Tell us about Al Capone's vault.
That's why I hate coming on
folks,
with you.
Please
because
look
you
it
are
up
such
to
a
prove
cheap shot.
How silly this
right,
guy
you're
is.
You're a backstabbing this cheap shot.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
Stop NDS. Attacking
you
me,
on the
punk.
Police thing.
Address the issue. Do you have the
you
guts to address the issue?
All right, Geraldo. Thanks for coming on.
Now, again, that was just a simulation. That's what it will be like if Geraldo's on this show. I would expect nothing less of this groundbreaking journalist. And again, we talked about this yesterday. This is not a joke. I am not Howard Stern or one of those idiot zoo shows in all over the country. This is not a zoo. We are a serious program here. And we just want Geraldo on, and I thought this was a very unique way to go about it. And apparently now it's gaining momentum. So it's unstoppable. Now, does anybody have anything to say 47 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944? That's 740-383-9944. And in case you missed it this morning, breaking news in our Geraldo Journal, day number 5. 7 days ago we started it, but day number 5, it's an historic day in the Geraldo Journal that Sam Donaldson, I talked with legendary newsman Sam Donaldson, who worked with Geraldo at ABC News, and he's going to call Geraldo. I don't know if he's calling him right now or if he's going to call him today, I don't know. But he's going to call Geraldo to get him on this show. Now, what a pal that guy is. And, so now I have hope. For the first time in 7 days, I have hope that this might actually come off. So there we are. All right, we'd like your input. Has anybody called the new number? Or has everybody fallen asleep this morning? It's a bad morning to fall back asleep here because it's very rainy, it's very cold. Now, first time we've really had weather like this here in central Ohio probably since May. All right, give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, Sam Donaldson has now intervened to make this Geraldo thing happen. See, and that's what you need. You got to have good friends like that to make things like this happen. So has anybody called the new number for WTAM that we introduced earlier this morning, 216-520-2600. I believe you'll get a receptionist if you call that line, unlike before when you would get like a contest line. So this, you would actually be talking to a live person who's not going to hang up the phone on you. So 216-520-2600. All right. Do we have any input back from the listening audience this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Big way to start the morning on this Wednesday, September the 22nd, 2021. Maybe everybody's dialing the number this morning. You see, that could be happening as well. Everybody's calling this WTAM. They probably don't even know what to do up there at this point. They've probably never had caller volume like this. Can you imagine when the receptionist or the contest line person picks up the phone and Sam Donaldson's on the line there asking to talk to Geraldo? Well, I'm sure they'll patch him right through. So there you go. 740-383-9944. So it's a real waiting game now here to see if Geraldo will indeed call in. Oh, and I have to do this in this hour. We've got the Geraldo Journal. It's not a song. I guess it's more of a speech done by Buckeye Guy. So we're going to play this morning. Get this in. Here we go. The Buckeye Guy Geraldo Journal little, what do we call it? Geraldo Journal speech at this point. Here we go. Take a listen. This is the Geraldo Journal.
This is your announcer, Buckeye Guy. Geraldo Rivera is a legendary broadcast journalist who has opened Al Capone's vaults on TV, gotten his nose broken while hosting a talk show. He has argued with just about every host on Fox News. Now fellow broadcaster Scott Spears has set his sights on interviewing this legendary broadcast figure. Scott has interviewed broadcast talk show giants such as Phil Donahue, Sal Jesse Raphael, Jerry Springer, Dick Cavett, Cousin Brucey, Gary Eubanks, Dr. Ruth, Hugh Downs, Sam Donaldson, David Hartman, Dr. Demento, Charles Grodin, and the legendary Willard Scott and Larry King. Now Scott has set his sights on interviewing the one and only Geraldo Rivera. The diary of this quest to have Geraldo appear on Scott's show will be kept in a sacred book we call the Geraldo Journal. Years from now, historians will examine the Geraldo Journal with a fine-tooth comb, much like the diaries and writings of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and JFK. Once completed, the Geraldo Journal will be taken on a tour of all 50 states for parents to bring their children and view with a sense of awe. The Geraldo Journal will one day be put on a permanent display in the Smithsonian with a transcribed copy available for the Library of Congress. Will Geraldo appear on Scott's show or won't he? This is really the question of our time. Buckle up. Brace yourself. Call all your relatives. Put the phone on mute because this is the time of America's favorite ongoing talk show host and drama, the Geraldo Journal. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable is what it is here this morning. Thank you, Buckeye Guy. I believe it's unbelievable myself. Again, here we are, 53 minutes past the hour. If you have anything you'd like to say, give us a buzz. We are going to do trivia this morning. We've got some tickets to the Wilds to give away, some tickets to the Columbus Zoo, so we'll have a lot of fun with that. And as I said earlier, Glenn Coble will be in at 10 o'clock this morning, and I'll be on with him until noon. But, you know, the excitement going through my body right now is just, it's at a fever pitch because Sam Donaldson came in and rescued this Geraldo Journal thing from it was headed toward the depth of disaster is what was going on. And now I feel we've got something. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, do you know what temperature it is outside?
The temperature outside, you know, I believe it's 67. Am I wrong about this?
I thought maybe it was a little bit colder than that.
Well, let me check.
It's almost
tell
dark
us.
Out there.
Oh, it's a mess out there.
You know, when I look out my window, it's like it's dark.
Oh, well, it's raining pretty good out there. It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's definitely a little colder. Let me get the, I'll get you. Well, did you hear Sam Donaldson?
Yeah, that ought to get his attention right there.
Oh, it's 57 currently in Marion.
57?
57 and rainy. And it's only going to get to a high of 63 today, so it's going to be cool.
Another thing I was wanting to know, do you ever take Angie lunch up there?
Well, you know,
at the clinic?
Well, I'll tell you. I think there are strict rules about going into the clinic at this point because of the pandemic. So if the pandemic wasn't going on, I would. Now, I have taken her to lunch. She doesn't get a big long lunch time. I think she only gets 30 minutes.
Would it be nice to take her lunch up there sometime, let people see who you are and stuff like that, too?
Well, I think they saw me once. I did go in there once for something. I can't remember what it was, but I did go in there once, and I believe somebody tried to give me a COVID test.
Well, I didn't know they did COVID tests up there.
Well, I think this was a while ago.
Oh.
This was maybe a year or so ago. But now, could you hear Sam Donaldson okay this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, see, don't we have hope now?
Yeah. I'm going to send a letter to that Rob guy and, you know, attention Rob and attention Geraldo Rivera.
See, I think heads are...
Letters of that.
What, so you're going to send one to the physical address that we gave this morning and also an email to this Rob.
Well, I have a computer.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to... You know, put attention to the same address, only put attention Rob.
Were you able to write the address down?
Yeah.
Good. So have you tried to call this new main number?
No. It'd be long distance for me.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope somebody has called it this morning because we might have been giving out the wrong number. And at this point, I would be interested to know what a receptionist is saying up there at WTAM.
Whether somebody's answering it or not.
Right, I think they open at 10, or 8, excuse me, so they should be open. I'll tell you, if Sam Donaldson, because Sam Donaldson's one of our legendary investigative reporters. He's interviewed President Trump. He's interviewed, I remember on Primetime Live, he had everybody on. He used to, he was a great White House correspondent during the Monica Lewinsky thing against Bill Clinton. He was great during Watergate with Richard Nixon. If anybody can get things done, it's Sam Donaldson.
Yeah, that really ought to get their attention. Do you have your health insurance paid up, just in case he breaks your nose or something?
Well, see, here's what I think. Here's the truth. This is why I'm calling it Talkmania. You know, because you've got, like, WrestleMania and Beatlemania, and that was all dangerous stuff. And I believe we're dealing in danger here should this get done, because Geraldo's insane, and he does not suffer fools. I mean, he's threatened to punch people on Fox, and he calls them a punk, and he's I think he's got too much energy, even at this point. So, yeah, I do believe it could come to blows, but I'm doing this for the audience, because I know we're in perilous times right now. Everybody's depressed, everybody's walking around, we have to stay home, we're all upset, so I figure I'm going to come in, and I'm going to get something done that's pure entertainment.
You know, he might try to listen to your program one time before he gets a hold of you.
Well, I wish he would. He would know the homage we're paying to this man. And again, when I call him nuts, it's kind of like when I call those Boston people pinheads. It's not me being negative. Geraldo knows he's nuts. He got into a brawl on television and got his nose broken and still did the show. He opened Al Capone's vault. There was nothing in it. He's that type of guy.
Have you listened to his program at all and got a feel for what it is?
Only when I was on hold. And all you have to do is read his Twitter to know he's nuts, or listen to his fights on Fox News. We've played a couple of them here. He goes berserk.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm not saying he's wrong. You know, a lot of the things he's arguing over there at Fox News, I think he's probably in the right.
Oh, yeah.
But he's
but some
just
people won't tell you.
Right, but he's just so passionate about it. He's so gregarious, you know, he comes off by calling people punks and that sort of thing. So it's just he's got a different approach than maybe I or Sam Donaldson would have. Like yesterday when Sarah, our bus driver, called in, and again, we want to send out well wishes to her family. She said yesterday they were recovering from COVID. We hope they're doing well.
Uh-oh.
But I don't think I am hot-headed. So I don't necessarily know that Geraldo and I would have a clash, but if I would say something that would set him off, well, you know, I'm going to ask hard questions. I mean, so I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell.
I bet you he'll be on.
We'll see.
Sam will give his attention.
You better stay tuned this morning, because you never know what'll happen.
You never know. He might even call in to your show.
Well, he might. If he gets this call from Sam, I doubt we're going to hear from him from 9 to 10 because he's on the air. But who knows beyond that?
Oh, yeah. Probably ain't going to hear him today, but he might even call in on your show. On his show, he might call in.
Well, what's he doing from 8 to 9 in the morning? You know, combing that mustache?
Well, yeah, you got to groom that mustache.
Well, of course. Well, that alone is reason to have him on. That mammoth mustache.
He's got a following. He's got people that like him. He's got people that don't like him.
Well, I look at it this way. Fox News is the number one cable news network, and he's still on there. So, right there, that's a ton of audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll work on it. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Phone lines are open. Now we've got people writing this station. And how long will it take a letter to get to Cleveland? Shouldn't be that long. And Sam Donaldson's calling in. Has anybody else called the new number we have this morning and would like to give us any information that I can record here in the Geraldo log, the most historic day of the Geraldo journal log, whatever you want to call it, September 22nd, 2021, the day that Sam Donaldson intervened and is going I believe, now he did not assure us this, but I believe he will get us Geraldo. Sam knows how to get this stuff done. All right, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. What if you overslept this morning? You made a big mistake, because this was a morning to behold. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Phone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.